It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we find out why good grammar is still important and how to avoid some of the most common mistakes.
First, Governor Walker is on Capitol Hill today meeting with high-level House Republicans. Among other things, he's promoting Wisconsin as an example to consider in their plans to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
According to media reports, House Speaker Paul Ryan also invited Walker to share lessons he learned from dealing with Wisconsin's large-scale protests in 2011. They hope it'll help Republicans deal with angry constituents at town hall meetings over Obamacare.
J.R. Ross joins us now. He's editor at wispolitics.com. J.R., welcome back to Central Time.
How are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks. Well, as we know, Governor Walker is urging congressional Republicans to repeal and replace Obamacare, but to do what he says the Wisconsin way. What is the Wisconsin way that he's calling for when it comes to health care?
Well, there are kind of two pieces of this, really. One is a little bit of self-interest in how we did Medicaid, and two, it's the lessons that Walker has learned from going back to the fight over Act 10 and the attempt to recall him in 2012. So let's start with the Medicaid piece. Walker very much wants to make sure that we are not hurt by whatever Republicans do in terms of repealing or replacing, or both, Obamacare. When this was expanded, Walker said, no, we're not going to take the federal money to expand. We're going to do things differently. We're going to, you know, make sure we cover everybody under the certain poverty level with Medicaid, and then we're going to tell you, if you're in this other pool of folks with your income, we're going to use basically Affordable Care Act, those pools, to cover you. He thought that was a conservative way to do it. His fear now, though, is that when they do this, the states that didn't take the expansion may get penalized. So he's hoping to kind of keep Wisconsin whole, not take a hit for the way that it did it, because other states took the expansion. So how do you treat a state like Ohio, for example, that did the expansion versus Wisconsin that didn't? So there's that piece. The other piece is, this is Governor Walker that we've kind of seen for the last 6 years, 5 years, talking about nationally about being reformers. If you go back to 2012 after the recall, what Governor Walker has kind of learned from that whole experience, he said, he told us, is he should have explained things more before he proposed the bill and made the case. And so he's been telling people for a long time, make the case and be a reformer. Go big and bold. He says that constantly. Go big and bold. And if you go big and bold, people will respect that.
And on Monday, Governor Walker met with President Trump at the White House, where they discussed health care, among other things. And this is what Governor Walker had to say.
Health care. You know, it's a concern we all have. I mean, we as governors, we want personalized, patient-centered health care that treats people not like a number, but like a human being. And I think that's a common sense that we want. And certainly something the president talked and was very interested in. As I came back, Vecteri and I and others were listening to his Secretary of Health and Human Services. I'm hopeful we'll have a plan that goes beyond repeal and gets to a replace and reform plan that helps all of the people in Wisconsin, Virginia, everywhere else.
And, J.R., one aspect of what the governor's talking about is block grants and how Wisconsin feels about that, and the Republican Governors Association in general and the federal government. Is this something that is being looked at with a more nuanced approach than, say, it did in the fall?
Well, they're preparing for the possibility of block grants being part of Medicaid going forward. But if you look at the budget that Walker proposed about a month ago now, he didn't assume that's going to happen. He kind of did maintaining things as is, because we just don't know. I mean, if you follow the national debate over Affordable Care Act, the Republicans aren't on the same page right now. They're still trying to figure things out. We don't have a bill. We don't have an outline. They've talked about ideas, and there are, even within the House GOP caucus, you know, with Speaker Ryan from Janesville leading the effort, there's not total agreement there yet. So you can't really plan for what's going to look like until you see a draft. So we're kind of all holding our breath and waiting. What's going to happen? What will it look like? How will it impact the way we did things in Wisconsin? And then for Walker and lawmakers, how will it impact the budget that they're doing? It sounds a little bit like they're going to proceed as is. And then let's say this fall, Congress does something. They could always come back and then revamp the program or how it's operated here, depending on what the feds do in Congress.
And what has the governor said about his idea that he was favoring here in Wisconsin of requiring drug testing for Medicaid applicants?
So this is part of Governor Walker's second act. Remember, Act 10 that was what made Walker's name nationally, right? I mean, he took on the public employee unions, and the way he put it, and put the power back in the hands of taxpayers. That gave him a national reputation. Ever since, when Governor Walker's been looking for what's the next big thing for him to tackle. For him, if you look at this budget and a little bit of the last one, he's been trying to find ways, as he puts it, to make welfare programs a hand up, not a handout, to move towards self-sufficiency, to get people into work. He wants to fill jobs in Wisconsin. So to him, he makes the argument that drug screening and testing for some of these welfare programs is a way to do that, because he says he hears from employers saying, we can't find folks to fill the jobs that we have. Requiring work searches or work certain hours to be get food stamps, for example, that's part of, in his mind, getting people moved towards self-sufficiency. Now, obviously, there's a different mindset from other folks in the Capitol saying, wait a second, you're penalizing some of the most vulnerable among us. What's going on here? But for him, it is kind of a call to the next big thing he wants to tackle in government.
Is it something that could potentially have some appeal at the national level among a Republican-led Congress?
Oh, absolutely. And what's interesting is when Walker released his budget and started talking about, like, for example, food stamps, if you're an able-bodied adult, or if you're providing help, people who have kids even school age, providing child care, providing work training, some Democrats told me, look, if he's really serious about providing job training, about giving people the help they need to find a job, you could find bipartisan support. But if it's just going to be having people run around and fill out resumes that aren't helping them, stuff that isn't really helping get a job, you'll find some pushback there. So we're still not quite sure what this is going to look like and how it's going to work. But politically, it's something that's very popular. I mean, if you go up, somebody told me when this came out, if you go up northern Wisconsin and go sit down in a bar somewhere in Rhinelander and say, hey, do you think somebody should have to be looking for a job to get food stamps? They'll probably say, heck yeah. So in that regard, people generally see that as a way to get back to work, and they're going to be okay with it. Obviously, again, there's still a pocket saying, wait, what's going on? What's this going to look like? How's it going to work?
We're talking with J.R. Ross right now, editor of WisPolitics.com, talking about Governor Walker. He is in Washington right now, talking about Wisconsin's model for health care. Also, talking about how he dealt with protesters during Act 10 as Republicans across the country face some difficult crowds, sometimes of angry constituents. And we have a little bit of the governor talking about that.
A few years ago, when there were hundreds of thousands of protesters here in our Capitol, occupying the Capitol, that's right, the Occupy movement didn't start in Wall Street, it started right up the way here in Madison on my street. But we didn't back down. We listened to people, we were thoughtful and respectful, but along the way, we ultimately did the things that we said we were going to do. Instead of running away, we ran forward and ran through the pushback that we received. And our state, and most importantly, our citizens are that much better off because of it. I think the same thing's true with the President and the House and the Senate. They clearly ran on an agenda. They laid out that agenda. The voters responded accordingly. And yeah, there's some pushback, just like there was here in Wisconsin. But I think the key is to be respectful and thoughtful, but continue to keep moving America forward, just like we have here and other governors and lawmakers have done across the country.
And JR, as we start to wrap up, are lawmakers receptive to what the governor has to share about his own experiences? Another thing he said is, address the issues. Don't work around them, work through them. Is there receptivity there?
The state level, absolutely. I mean, they've been through the fire, if you will, with Governor Walker the last 6 years and come out the other side. So they're trying to use them as an example for, hey, guys in Congress, it's okay if you try this. Now, obviously, if you talk to some teachers about Governor Walker being respectful in this conversation or some government employees, they will object to him saying he's been respectful through the entire process. That said, Governor Walker believes that basically what happened in Wisconsin reinforced or confirmed his approach. I mean, look at it. He survived a recall election. He won re-election in 2014. I mean, he feels like because they did it the way they did, that if people follow that path, they'll be in good shape as well.
J.R., thanks a lot for joining us today.
Anytime. Have a great day.
That was J.R. Ross, editor at WisPolitics.com, talking about Governor Walker's efforts to make Wisconsin a national model for repealing and replacing Obamacare and dealing with protests.
Coming up, our guest says that grammar still matters, and she shares some tricks for avoiding some of the most common mistakes. Stay with us here on Central Time.